Paul Power is the CEO of the Refugee Council of Australia, the national peak body for refugees and the organisations and individuals who support them. With both major parties announcing hardline asylum seeker policies in the lead up to the election, I asked Paul to share his thoughts on both policies and on the role compassion can play in providing a solution to this issue. I can imagine that you're quite busy at the moment gearing up to the election, refugees and asylum seekers taking centre stage once again as a key election issue. But I was wondering if you can start off by actually talking a bit about what you do as a CEO of the Refugee Council of Australia.
Sure. I mean, the Refugee Council of Australia is a small organisation. We've got equivalent of about five or six full-time staff, and our role is not to provide direct support to refugees and asylum seekers, but to be the representative body for the organisations that provide that support day in, day out. We're also involved in research on refugee policy issues and also public education on refugee matters as well. And our membership base is more than 160 organisations that work with asylum seekers and refugees in different ways in communities right across the country. It's actually interesting from a faith perspective that more than 50 of the organisations that are part of our membership are faith-based organisations, the great majority of them Christian organisations. So I think, you know, there's been a long-term connection between the churches in Australia and support for refugees, as also, you know, as there's been a long-term connection with the Jewish community in Australia as well and support for refugees. And in fact, Christian and Jewish organisations played a fundamental role in forming our organisation more than 30 years ago. And today, faith-based organisations are amongst the organisations most involved in supporting refugees and asylum seekers. Our role is to take the views and ideas of organisations that are involved in this work day to day to government and to the United Nations and others, and to provide feedback and information to our membership about current issues.
The purpose of the Refugee Council is to promote the development of humane, lawful and constructive policies towards refugees and asylum seekers. In light of the recent announcements by both the Australian Labor and Liberal parties, how do these policies weigh up?
Well, I think the question of how lawful the transfer of asylum seekers permanently to Papua New Guinea is a matter for for lawyers to battle out at some point, perhaps in the future. It may well be within the strict letter of what's allowable under the Refugee Convention, but there's no doubt at all in my mind and the minds of many others that Australia's arrangement with Papua New Guinea and Nauru are against the spirit of the Refugee Convention. It wasn't intended when the Refugee Convention was developed that a country in the position that Australia is in, you know, economically in terms of numbers and strength, would be transferring people seeking protection from persecution in such large numbers to much smaller and economically weaker countries. But I think the answer to the question ultimately must lie in how Australia cooperates with other countries within Asia, in Southeast Asia and South Asia, to develop much more effective strategies to protect people earlier. You know, we don't want to see people come on boats to Australia to seek asylum because it's a shocking way for people to actually get the protection that they need, you know, to have to feel that they're not able to get it through, you know, international refugee protection systems, and that the only way to actually get to a place of real safety is to take the matter into their own hands and, you know, be seriously ripped off and have their lives put in danger in the process. You know, this whole debate about deterrence really, in a sense, is a distraction from the much bigger questions that need to be addressed.
In my conversations with people about asylum seekers, I've come across concern for their welfare and safety, a sense that we should protect our borders and stop people smugglers, and the argument that asylum seekers should not jump the queue and should follow regular pathways to Australia. I asked Paul for his thoughts on these perspectives.
Well, I mean, last year, the expert panel on asylum seekers that Prime Minister Gillard put together came up with the idea that people who come to Australia by boat should be given no advantage over those who wait for regular migration processes. Now, that's an attractive idea, but the problem, as the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees himself, Antonio Guterres, pointed out, was that these regular migration pathways basically do not exist in any in anything even vaguely like a sustainable form. So we see that two-thirds of the refugees for which the world is supposed to be working collectively to protect are actually not getting a protection outcome, because the pace of resettlement is so incredibly slow, and also many countries that are hosting asylum seekers are giving people no opportunity to integrate into the local society. So people who are seeing that, in quite a number of cases of people who are coming to Australia by boat have actually been living that experience of minimal or non-existent protection for years, realising that the international community is actually not seriously interested in addressing the protection needs of many refugees and are trying to find their own answers. I also can't accept arguments that, our border is somehow under threat. I mean, what we're seeing is people coming to Australia, sure, they're coming without visas, but, there are so many obstacles put in the path of people who are fleeing persecution to actually get access to visas. So it's two-faced of the Australian government to say, it's terrible these people are entering a country without visas when our policies are designed to prevent people fleeing persecution from getting, tourist and other visas. And also, the people who are entering Australia to seek asylum are presenting themselves to authorities. They're coming unarmed people fleeing persecution, presenting themselves to authorities. If that can be constructed into, it takes a bit of political imagination to construct that into a threat to our borders.
The international refugee crisis is a significant and growing one, with the number of forcibly displaced persons worldwide at 42.5 million. Australia's current humanitarian intake is 20,000. Does Australia have that capacity to either have a greater intake or support more refugees?
Well, I think, I'm often asked what is the magic number, of refugees Australia should resettle to, to solve these issues. I mean, and there is no, magic number beyond 10 million over the next decade, which of course is completely and utterly unsustainable for, and no one could reasonably expect it. Any single country can resolve these issues themselves. If it were possible, and I think if there was the political will in Australia to start with, but for us to actually focus on how we could increase our resettlement program, possibly only by a few thousand places, but as part of a strategy to improve the protection of refugees in Southeast Asia, also bringing other resettlement countries in North America and Europe to the table to assist with resettlement, but also having some serious, engaging discussions with, countries such as Malaysia and Thailand about what can be done to improve, the short-term to medium-term situation of refugees within their borders.
At the end of our conversation, I asked, what can people in the Christian community do to practice values such as compassion in relation to asylum seekers and refugees?
So, I would encourage people to, express their concern. I think there are millions of Australians who are deeply upset by the way in which the political debate has gone, and many of them Christian people. But I think collectively we've all been too silent and let, some of the more extreme voices actually take centre stage on these issues. And I think also on a personal level too, there are, many organisations, church-based and non-faith organisations that are supporting asylum seekers and resettled refugees in the community right now, who need additional support. So I'd encourage individuals to look at, how they can get involved in supporting the work that, migrant resource centres and organisations such as Settlement Services International and Red Cross and Jesuit Refugee Service and the House of Welcome and others are doing in Sydney to support refugees and asylum seekers. But in saying that, acknowledging that the Christian community is already strongly represented amongst those who are providing a constructive support to refugees.